Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
Man, trials will come your way regardless. But there's a purpose and a reason why there is trials. And that's just that God is working character in our lives. It helps us to grow. And I talked a little bit about growing, maturing, and the importance of always being stable in the Lord. Doesn't matter what comes your way, but we are strong, we are stable, and nothing moves us because our faith is in the Lord. Amen? Our faith is in the Lord. And when we come to that place where the Bible says that we are complete, it says we will lack nothing. See, there's something powerful, church, when you come to that point where nothing is lacking in your life because you are strong in the Lord. And you've seen in your lifespan God's faithfulness, how God has done many miracles, has done great things, that it was only God. And we didn't complain, we didn't blame anyone. We overcame, and we are still here. And it's by his mercy and grace. And it's very important, church, that as believers in Christ, is that we put our trust completely in God's plan. Many times we want our own plan or our own agenda. But you have learned, I have learned, that God's plan is always better. Amen. So this morning I want to share with you, today I want to share about wisdom for your trial. Wisdom. But see, wisdom is not going to come. It's not just going to land on you. Most of the time, you have to ask for wisdom. You and I have to ask for wisdom. And there's power, church. There is power when you ask. How many of there's power in asking? How many of you have ever asked for a discount? Amen? There's power in asking, church. Anytime that we read or study the Word of God, God does something with that. In the Bible, you will find words like knowledge, understanding, wisdom, or revelation. The revelation of the Word of God is simply just the Word being revealed to us of what is written. Knowledge is information, and understanding is to hear, to understand. They say that knowledge and understanding together is relevant information that applies for today. But wisdom, this is what I want to share with you today. But wisdom is the application of how to apply it. Wisdom is the application of how to apply it. In other words, it is to know what to do next in a given situation. Have you been there? Where, what are you going to do next in that given situation? And that's where wisdom comes in. It is to apply. It's to apply the application of what to do next. Now, you're going to learn, there will be times where we are going to need wisdom. tell you what is a wise person. How many want to know? Man, we want to be wise. A wise man learns from the mistakes of others. You know, it's like when people mentor you or they're going to coach you. It's because they've been around longer. All they're trying to do is save you some miles. A wise man learns from the mistakes of others. But here it is. Nobody lives long enough to make them all himself. You know, one of the things that I always tell people is that learn. Just learn. Watch. Some things are taught, some other things are caught. You watch. In this case, is learning the mistakes of others. Number two, a source unknown. A wise man learns by the experience of others. I mean, how many times have we told our children, listen, and, you know, when they're young, they think they know everything, right? They just say, yeah, oh, yeah, you know, for sure. And then they face the situation and, you know, they're upset, they're mad. And you I told you, listen. Come on, little Eddie, give them glory. Give him praise. An ordinary man learns by his own experience. Here it is. A fool learns by nobody's experience. And the Bible says in verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Notice that he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Wisdom is important, church. Let me tell you something. You could be full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Spirit, but you also need wisdom. You know, sometimes we could get so spiritual. You know, I'm anointed and appointed. But you still need wisdom in life. Man, spiritual, being, you know, gifted or spiritual gifted, it's just a gift that God has given you. He has blessed you with, where people can be in awe. Like, wow. That brother, that sister is anointed. Look how God uses them. But there's many that are like that, but they need wisdom in life. They could lack character. They could lack integrity. Let me give you an example in the Bible. In the book of Acts, there's a scripture. As I was studying, Acts chapter 6, verse 3, it says this. He says, therefore, brethren, he's talking to brothers and sisters, seek out, he says, seek out from among you seven men. Notice, seek seven men. They said, get seven men. Number one, he says, of good reputation. How many know that's important? Number two, full of the Holy Spirit. But number three, and wisdom. Who we may appoint over this business. I think that's pretty clear. We need people that are of good reputation, full of the Holy Ghost, and wisdom to succeed. In this case, the Bible says, over this business. I mean, in any business of yours, my business, any business, I believe we need wisdom. If you have a business, you need wisdom. In a marriage, we need wisdom. In the family, we need wisdom. In church, we need wisdom. But notice that the Bible says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. So the question for you this morning, are you lacking wisdom in one area? Because many times we can be strong in one area, but we're weak in another area. I mean, the advice would be is that, hey, ask God for wisdom in that area. And that was, you know, one of the prayers of the Apostle Paul. You know, Paul, I mean, that guy was sold out for Jesus. He was on fire for Jesus. I mean, he didn't care. I mean, he was going to tell you how it was. He didn't care if he had to go to county jail. I mean, he was going to tell you. He was bold. And in prison, when he's writing, he tells the Ephesians, this is his prayer. This is his heart. He tells them that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may give you, look what he says, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Wow. He is praying, telling them, hey, that God would give you a spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of him. I mean, think about it. If all of us would pray and say, Lord, give me wisdom, give me revelation, give me knowledge of you, Jesus. I want to know you better and better every day. Your life would be transformed, church. My life would be changed. Having that wisdom, that knowledge, that revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Church, this morning, ask God for wisdom. Ask him. But you gotta ask. Not just wishy-washy. Let me tell you something. This is how God works. God will always honor when you're true with him. In other words, when you're for real, you're legit. When you're serious about God's business, God always honors that. But you know why? Because it shows that you have faith in him. See, that word ask, and not just like when you ask for something. No, that word ask is profound. That word ask means crave, desire. So if you really are serious that you want wisdom in a particular area of your life, that's your desire, that's what you're craving. I mean, Lord, I need wisdom for this. God's going to give it to you. It's not just talking about, hey, hand me a nap. He's talking about that you want it. And you're serious. I'm talking serious, church. You're craving it. You have that desire. And guess what happens, church? God will honor you. Because look, God, everything is going to depend on you, church. God is waiting on you. I mean, we're not in heaven. We're on earth. We're in the war zone. Hear me, church. We are in the war zone. We are in battle right now. Every day we are battling. We're in a spiritual battle. Did you know that, church? We are in a spiritual battle. Every day we are fighting the good fight of faith. Every day. We're not in heaven. When we get to heaven, no more sickness, no more infirmity, no more struggles, no more trials. But guess what? We're not in heaven yet. I mean, there's times when we get a little glimpse of heaven, but we're not completely in heaven. We're on earth. That's why we need wisdom. How to walk in this earth. And the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. So we need wisdom, church. Matthew chapter 6, the words of Jesus, verse 8, the Bible says, therefore, he says, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have in need before you ask him. Did you know that? God already knows what you need. He knows what you need. Before you even ask him, God already knows your situation. He knows what you're facing. He knows what you're going to face tomorrow. But he says, but you got to ask. You got to ask. So don't fall in this trap, church, this mentality or this thought. Well, you know, whatever happens, happens. It is what it is. No. If it was that case, why would Jesus even say that before you even ask, he already knows? But then in the context, you will find out that he says, ask. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Did you get that? See, when you have that craving, you have that desire, you ask, it's going to be given back to you. And you will find. See, God is not like when you ask, God's not going to hide out. Oh, man, you know what? I'm going to hide out because what he's asking me, this is too hard for me. I can't fix that. I've never seen a situation like that in the life of Brother Moses. No, it doesn't work that way. And matter of fact, he's right there waiting on you. And he's ready to shoot you with all the answers. All the wisdom that you need. All the wisdom, everything you need. God is ready to release, to hand it over to you. But you just got to ask. The power of asking for wisdom. And to him who knocks, it will be open. I mean, let me tell you something. Don't believe. And this is the reason why Jesus taught. Well, you know what? What if I ask for wisdom and he gives me something else? God doesn't work that way. If you're asking for wisdom, God's going to give you wisdom. If you ask for knowledge, God will give you knowledge. Whatever your request is, God is going to give you according to the request that you are asking. See, don't forget, church, God is not man. He's not man. God will never fail. God will never fail. God is truth. God is faithful. God is for real. Amen. Now, you're talking about the real OG. That's God right there, man. I mean, guess what? His church is still running. The church is still moving forward. The body of Christ is still moving forward. But notice, don't be afraid. Whatever you are facing, ask God for wisdom. If you're lacking wisdom, ask him. Man, Lord, I need wisdom in this deal right here. Should I move on forward with it or not? What do I do, Lord, in this situation? Should I or should not? God is just waiting on you. And guess what? What you ask him, that's what God's going to give you. See, look at the words of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 9-11, look what he says. Or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, look what he says. Remember, we're on earth. If you then, being evil Knievel, not just evil, not Knievel part, know how to give good gifts to your children. He's talking about us. How much more will your Father, who is where? In heaven, give good things to those who ask him. And let me tell you something. Wisdom is a good thing. Wisdom is a good thing. Ask him, church. Wisdom is the will of God. See, in this part right here, wisdom, there's no doubting. This is not about, you know, I wonder if, you know, wisdom is of God. Wisdom is of God. Wisdom is of God. God is going to give you the wisdom that you ask him. If you ask him for one situation, guess what? He's just going to give you for one. But if you ask him for everything, whatever it is, he's going to give it to you. And we're going to see right now that God is not like, hey, you know what? You messed up 3 weeks ago, so, you know, I'm going to shut you out. You know, I'm not going to give you wisdom. God doesn't work that way. Remember, God knows everything. He knows yesterday, today, and forever. Remember Solomon? You don't think God knew what his future was in the life of Solomon? That, you know, later on, because remember, in the Bible, the Bible says that he prayed for what? It says he asked for understanding. And God honored him not only with understanding, but the Bible says that he honored him with wisdom. But later on, God, who knows everything, he knew what was ahead of Solomon. What happened? Women took over his life. That brother was a Mac Daddy all the way. But guess what? You think God didn't know that? But see, God honored him the moment he had prayed. And Solomon offered him a sacrifice. I don't know if you're understanding me, church. What I'm trying to say is this, that God will always give you, and I'm not saying, don't get it twisted now, that you ask for wisdom right now so that you could mess it up later on. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that God will give you wisdom for the moment. Solomon prayed at the moment when he most needed understanding and wisdom for what? To how to lead the people. How to guide, how to be a leader for the people. And the Bible says, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Now, 1 John 5:14 says this. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. I just mentioned earlier, wisdom, no doubt, that is God's will for your life. Think about it, church. It's like, take advantage. Hear me, church. Take advantage of asking God for wisdom in every area that you might be lacking. Wisdom. No doubt God is going to hear you and God is going to answer when you ask him for wisdom. And then the Bible says, hear me. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. So we talked about that already. Ask God. Then he says, who gives to all liberally. You know what that means? It means bountifully. In other words, he'll give you abundantly. Man, we're talking about God, the creator of heaven and earth, is saying that if you ask him for wisdom, you ask, God's going to give you liberally, bountifully, abundantly. Now, did you hear that? Not a little bit. No poquito, no. He's going to give you abundance of wisdom. Woo. So hear me. The bigger the problem, the bigger the wisdom God will give you. Hallelujah. And see, the fact that what happens is that whenever we face anything, the easiest thing to do is to not confront the problem. What do people do? They run from it. They hide. They don't want to deal with it. But what's powerful is that when you go to God humbly and say, you know what, Lord, I can't do this. I don't know what to do. I did my part, and obviously it's not working out. God, give me wisdom what to do. take the next step. And guess what? God's going to give you all the wisdom abundantly, everything you need for that situation. Come on, church. And you know what's powerful about this? You don't need to take 1,500 counseling sessions when all you got to ask is God to give you wisdom and obey what God tells you what to do. I'm not saying counseling is bad and none of that. I'm just giving you an example. Let me tell you something, church. When you have a relationship with God and you have a prayer life and you study the word, God gives you all the solutions. He'll fix everything. Many times when we get counseling, it's just somebody doing the hard work for you. That's all it is. But I can assure you, when you read, you study, you're in relationship with God, God will start shooting at you, man, wisdom left and right. And you know that this word liberally, it's the only word found in the New Testament. That word right there. Abundantly. Think about it, church. That's the only word, literally, that's the only word in the whole New Testament, in the Bible, where he says he'll give you liberally, abundantly. Think about that. That shows me that God cares so much for you, for whatever you are facing, and he's telling you, hey, you asked me for wisdom, I'm going to help you how to attack it. I'm going to help you how to bring down the Goliath. I'm going to give you the wisdom how to take over it. Think about it, church. So he's waiting on you. Ask. Oh, well, one day, God will. God's going to help me. Now, I'm going to say something, but don't get offended. And if you do, it's okay. God is willing to fix everything for you. You know, and many times it's already a loose habit. Pray for me. And pray for me. And pray for me. When are you going to pray? You know, when are you going to pray? It's like we want an interception. We want somebody else's prayer to intercept. When are you going to throw the ball, man? Come on, church. When are you going to throw the ball? When are you going to kick the ball? When are you going to swing? Oh, I don't want to swing because I don't want to mess up my record. Come on, are you serious? When are you going to, I don't want to pray because I'm going to wrinkle my pants, you know. People come out with these funny things, man. They never want to take the swing. They never want to throw. They never want to take a step of faith. That's where God comes through, church. That's where God shows up. He shows up when you take action. The moment you ask, God will show up. God will give you the wisdom. Everything that you need, God will give it to you. You just got to ask. And the Bible says, who gives to all liberty and without reproach. What does that mean, reproach? That means, you know, when I looked it up, that word means to defame. God's not going to scold you. He's not going to rebuke you. Now, it's different here on earth. You know, man, you already told me 100 times. You keep coming with the same question. See, man, that's how we react. But God, he said, God's not going to rebuke you. He's not going to chastise you. He's not going to say, hey, you come to me too much. Ya venitas a mí mucho. No. He's not going to criticize you. He's not going to be anger at you. No. God doesn't work that way. God is a giver, church. God is a giver. He wants to help you. He wants to give you wisdom. And guess what? We don't give up. As long as you don't give up, God doesn't give up on you. I'm going to say that again. As long as you don't give up, God doesn't give up on you, church. Keep on asking for wisdom. Keep on asking. God is not going to reproach you for that. And it says, and it will be given to him. But he says, here it is. He says, but when you do ask, you got to believe God. Did you hear me, church? When you ask, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. You got to believe God. What does that mean, faith, that you got to believe God? Even when you ask for wisdom and everything is the same, that doesn't mean you're going to stop, church. Did you hear me? That doesn't mean, you know what, I prayed for wisdom today and the situation. No, faith is that even though it's there, you still have faith that it's going to change. You got to believe God. You got to trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Have faith in God. Believe him. God honors when you, that's something that the Bible says in Hebrews. It pleases God when you have faith in him. It pleases God. Let him ask in faith with no doubting. Because many times, you know, it happens at one, there's times that you believe, then other times there's unbelief. See, but when you have faith, it doesn't matter, church, hear me. It doesn't matter what you see with your eyes or the five senses. That's fine. Even if that's not changing. But we're in a different realm. We're in the what? Spiritual realm. The spiritual realm is different to the physical realm. The physical realm, many times you're going to see the sickness. You're going to see the lack. You're going to see the corruption. You're going to see your child. Maybe he's not changing. But see, we don't live by that. We live by faith, not by sight. But guess what? We still believe. See, don't let anything change you, church. Don't let anything change you. Trust God. And it's crazy because, you know, like right now this morning, hear me, this morning, your faith could be up. Like, yeah, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to take over. You know, it's a done deal. Praise God. Glory to God. But then 3 hours later, that giant wants to get up and he starts messing with your mind. See, but that's where you need to stand firm. That's where you need to get in the word. That's where faith comes in. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Don't go to another source. Don't go and put a jam that's going to depress you, oppress you. You know what I'm talking about. Te quieres cortar las venas. You know, you're brokenhearted. Oh, that song in 1992 in my Oldsmobile, you know. Come on. That's okay, whatever. But I'm talking about having faith in God. Hallelujah. You got to declare, you got to say, you know what? Things are changing around for me. Things are getting better. I see victory. Not that I see. I have victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he says, give me 3 minutes, I'm done. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. There's a scripture that got my attention. And it just, he shoots it straight. It says, in Acts 10:20, it says, arise, therefore, go down and go with them. And then it says, doubting nothing. Doubting nothing. You got to get to that point, church, where you say, you know what? There's no doubting in this place right here. Nothing but belief in here. Nothing but belief. No doubting here. Doubting is powerful. Remember when that young girl, she was sick, and they called Jesus, there's a little girl that's dying. So, you know, Jesus handling business, he heals the lady with the issue of blood. She gets healed. And by the time he's done, somebody comes running and tells him, Jesus, she's dead. They told the father, don't bother the master anymore. Your daughter is dead. But what did Jesus do? Jesus didn't say, okay, well, she's dead. You know, bury her. You know, let's go home. No. What did he do? He went to the house. And when he gets to the house, what did he do? You know what he did? He took everybody out who was in unbelief. Everybody out. The only ones that were in there was him, the father, the mother, and the little girl, and the three closest disciples of the Lord Jesus were the only ones, people that had faith, believe. Woo! Doubt, if you're not careful, doubt will eat you up. Doubt will steal your blessing. Doubt will steal your lunch. But when you have faith, there's authority in you. I said there's authority in you. When you believe God, you take steps of boldness. You go, no matter what it is, you face the situation and you say, you know what? God is in this place. God is going to fix it. God is going to heal. God is going to supply. And God does great things. And I'm finished. Be wise, church. Be wise. Let me give you a little. I wasn't going to give, but I'm going to give it to you so you can laugh. So there's a fable about a donkey. He's walking through the woods, this donkey. And in the woods, he finds the skin of a lion. So what had happened was that the hunters had killed the lion and left the skin to dry in the sun. So when the donkey saw the skin of the lion, what did he do? The donkey put on the lion's skin on him. And he was delighted to discover that anywhere he went, all the animals were terrified. They were afraid of him. And they ran away when he would appear. And he's rejoicing. He's having a great time. Like, hey, look, everywhere I go, everybody's afraid of me. There's a respect on me now. But here it is. So the donkey was brave and he was happy. But only, it says, the fable, only to give himself away by his voice. The moral of the fable was clear. Fine clothes may disguise, but silly words will disclose a fool. So this is what happens here. Many times we ask for wisdom, but then our words disguise us. They say something else. Oh, this situation is never going to change. I told you. Chill. Let God take over. Are you going to trust him or you're not? Amen. So this morning, church, may we be wiser than the donkey. Please stand.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.